Kelly Chase woke with a start, nearly knocking over her daiquiri as she flung her hand to the right in the direction from which she could have sworn she heard the low whunk of design books slamming into the floor. She blinked when the sounds of rolling surf and distant laughter reminded her she was nowhere near the office. While her heartbeat slowed to its normal rhythm, she cursed herself for trying to ruin a perfectly good honeymoon by dreaming about work. Then again, her friends accused her of ruining a perfectly good honeymoon by opting to take it without the groom. Having barely rescued the daiquiri, Kelly pushed herself to a seated position, righted her sunglasses, and took a long, fortifying sip of the sweet pink drink. Before her, a cerulean sea spread out as far as the eye could see, its surface glittering in the late afternoon sunshine. Small boats bobbed along on the waves, some carrying fishermen back to shore after a day of work, while others served as floating escapes for those who wished to relax away the summer undisturbed. Satisfied that all was as it should be, Kelly stretched back on her lounger and closed her eyes. Rays from the sun seemed to warm her from the inside out, lifting her mood, making her feel unencumbered and free. No matter what friends and family said, this trip was absolutely the right decision. Since her presumed groom was a first-class jerk, boarding the plane alone yesterday for the overnight flight to Europe seemed the perfectly logical thing to do, and not ruinous at all. She'd wanted to visit the idyllic Mediterranean island of Sarkatchia since she'd first heard of the place. Even if none of her friends could accompany her on short notice, either that or they didn't want to, given that she'd dumped her fiancé 10 days before the wedding, she wasn't about to let the airline ticket and rented villa go to waste. Besides, not only had she paid all the deposits for the trip out of her own hard-earned cash, she'd put in countless push-ups, crunches, and treadmill miles while living on salad, egg whites, and veggies over the last 3 months, all so she'd look good in her wedding photos and the pricey bikini she now sported. She wasn't about to let that go to waste. The breeze picked up, ruffling Kelly's hair and cooling her skin just enough to make her drowsy again. She'd earned this nap, in this chair, on this beach, even if she did end up dreaming about work. And frankly, dreaming about work wouldn't be so bad. She'd never been afraid of hard work, since it gave her life a purpose, if she hadn't sold her business for the presumed groom. The thought of oh-so-perfect Ted Robards and all his promises made her mutter aloud, "Arrogant jackass." Woof! The unexpected sound was so deep and close to her ear that Kelly launched from her chair, carried by the warm blast of dog breath that signaled a sizable beast. This time, she did knock over the daiquiri. Her heart threatened to pound out of her chest as her feet hit the sand and she whirled to look behind her. A dog, the color of rich, dark chocolate, and with roughly the size and build of a German shepherd, sat at the head of her chair. A dark tongue hung from between pointed teeth, bouncing up and down as he panted. "Hello," she addressed the creature, who seemed perfectly harmless, aside from his massive build. His strong shoulders and lean frame didn't budge as she stared at him. It was as if he'd been trained to sit in that particular spot until commanded to do otherwise. "You surprised me. Would your bark happen to sound like a thick stack of books hitting the floor?" The dog cocked his head, as if he understood. He was gorgeous, all restrained muscle and shiny fur. Though she'd grown up with dogs and loved them to pieces, she'd never seen one quite like this. His eyes were a surprising blue, and his nose long and lean, ending in a wet black snout. When she put a hand on the arm of her lounger, allowing the big boy to come close and sniff, then nuzzle, she discovered his short coat was soft as the fuzz on a newborn kitten. "My goodness, but you're beautiful,"